Yeah. But now they love fountains. They run fountains whenever they can. So it's good, yeah. No, parkrun's been fantastic. I've got so many friends at parkrun. You know, it's a really good thing. You know, it's a big, like, we're sort of, I describe it to people as a bit like church. You know, I'm not religious at all, but it's a community. It is. It's a community. Yeah. You know, you meet like-minded people every Saturday. You know, and you get to know them. You know, it's a community. It really is. You know, we do all kinds of things. We go for meals around each other's houses and that sort of thing. You know, on a fairly regular basis. Yeah. No, it's been great. I made some really good friends, and hopefully another one now. You know.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
He's offered to get me again, so I can't let him too early.
Yeah, that bad, yeah.
Fool. Just say no to the longer ones.
No, I'm a marathon runner, like, you know, that's my...
Guess what his PB is for a marathon?
A big,
stupid time.
It's all right. 2:38.
You just can't imagine it, can you? Well, I can't.
No.
He's like, oh, yeah, I did London in 308 this year.
I did 308 this year, but I had a hernia operation just before Christmas, so 16 weeks pretty much to the day after having all the muscles there cut through by a surgeon. I haven't told my surgeon I've done a marathon. I still haven't, actually. I think he's heard, because an osteopath who's a good friend of mine was at a conference about hips and groins in the week, and she was talking to somebody, and my name just crept up, and... he's called Mr. Ishmael, he's a fellow of the surgeon that did me. Mr. Ishmael was in on my operation. He drew my arrows on me. And somehow my name just cropped up, and my osteopath friend said about that I did 308 at London, and he was mightily impressed considering what he'd seen happen to me 16 weeks before. So my longest run before London was 9 miles. My longest run for 39 weeks was 9 miles.
You feel okay then?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't easy. It was really hard, but I was really fit before this palaver. So I've just got a bank of some fitness, you know. Yeah. And so marathon is my main thing, you know. 5Ks, 10Ks, 10 miles, everything else is just training for marathons. Yeah.
This is what this weekend's all about, because I did the York Marathon last October. That was one and only one I've done so far.
That was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
First one, yeah.
And we raised a lot of money for Gold Ball. It's like, well, right, how do we spend this money? Let's put it to you. So this is, we're doing a Gold Ball Marathon.
Yeah,
York,
so 24-hour, yeah. So
yeah.
I heard that is...
Rather than 26 miles, we should have done 26 hours, shouldn't we? Yeah.
I
think 24 would be sufficient.
Yeah, we might be ready for 2 hours afterwards.
Did I do my recording thing? Did you do that?
No, I'm going to do it now.
Would you like me to?
Go.
What now?
Yeah.
What have I got to say?
Just talk. About,
well, I've been talking for the last hour.
I know.
You should have recorded me then, now, because I've gone dead self-conscious now.
I know. We'll just talk about you. How did you start running?
Like I said, I used to walk quite a lot with my wife before we had the children, and then we had young children in a pushchair. And you could walk for miles with the pushchair. But then when the kids became toddlers and they weren't in the pushchair anymore, you couldn't walk very far. So my wife was a runner already, and I was starting to get a little bit frustrated with the lack of exercise that I was doing. So I'd go for walks by myself. And then about that same time, I went to the Ripon Runners annual dinner with my wife as her guest. And people said to me, how far do you run a week? And that, and I didn't run at all, but I do look a little bit athletic, and people were asking me sort of what I did. And anyway, cut a long story short, about a week after the annual dinner, I thought, oh, I'll give this running a go. And I ran for 10 minutes, turned around, ran back again, ran 20 minutes, and I was as stiff as hell for a week. I could hardly walk for about a week. And then when the stiffness went away about a week later, I did it again. I think I ran 22 minutes. I ran 11 minutes out and then 11 minutes back. And then just gradually built up from there. And that was in 2007. And then I got reasonably good quite quickly, you know. And then I got, you know, a bit more serious about it. And that's my one thing I'll say to anybody about running is keep a diary. Because I can't bear to see gaps in my diary. So everything I do, I write down. And if there's a gap, I can't bear it. So I've got to try and do something every day. That's about it, really, you know. But keep a diary. That's my advice.
Well, right, we're halfway through. What else? So today was your second York Park run.
Yes, it was.
And
it's my today I've done my York PB, because last time I did it, I say it was about 2 weeks after my hernia operation.
Oh, so it was even faster.
Yeah, so I
even
walked,
though it was slow.
Yeah, I walked it. And I walked in just about smack on 40 minutes. I walked, it was at 39 minutes and some seconds.
They're going to think you've well improved, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, so that's it. It will be. So today it will say York PB. It was like 31 minutes, but it will be a PB. So yeah, that's quite good.
It is, that's it. Yeah. Because I forgot, where was it that you did your race and you won?
Oh, I've won a few races.
No, New Year's Day, I mean. I thought you said you did a run on New Year's Day and you...
No, I did that on New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I did the York Park Run. I was first at Park Run Derby last week, actually, and I did 17:32.
Well, last week?
Yeah. But my PB is about 16 and a half, just under, actually. So I'm still quite a way off my best. But I am now from... I've been... This blooming hernia thing, I've had it for ages, but I've certainly had it for the last year. But it's just finally starting to get improved now, which is nice. You know, I'm just finally seeing a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, which is nice for my wife as well, because I'm not the easiest person to live with, probably at the best of times, but when, you know, like a wounded animal, it's not brilliant. But no, my wife is very understanding.
How was guiding?
Was lovely, yeah. I'm grateful to you, you know, for giving me the opportunity. It's not something...
So I saw you post something on Facebook and somebody took it the wrong way, that
no,
whatever you said.
Yeah, but I didn't... Again, I didn't...
It's hard when you write things,
No, but
it?
I didn't think it was my place. I didn't mention that you are blind. Obviously, you are blind, but I didn't mention that. I didn't want to write, I'm going to York to pace guide a blind lady. I didn't want to say that. I just thought, I'm just going to York. Anyway, I'm really grateful to you. I've really enjoyed... It's not something that most people get to do. You know, and I hope I get to do it again, because I'd like to do it again. But it's not something you get to do. You know, it really gives you an insight into somebody else's, you know, life. No, I'm grateful. I am actually really grateful to
you. And the joys of the burger van, that was a bit bizarre, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In fact, there wasn't even any cooking at that van, was it? It was just drinks.
Yeah, no, it was just a really small van. Yeah, it wasn't a burger van. It was a really small van that did just drinks, like you say. But, you know, it was nice, but... Very nice, and you know, you'll have to come back to Fountains or Harrogate.
And both.
We have a good old cafe there. It's not cheap, but it's good.
What, both of them or Harrogate?
Both, actually. I mean, National Trust, you know, it's very
National
good.
National Trust is never cheap.
Yeah, it's very good quality, but like you say, it's quite expensive.
And, I don't know.
But it is good, you know, we go and we sit about, you know, I'm always the last to leave, like most things. I'm like one of the first to arrive and the last to leave, because we just stay about and chat, which is nice.
I used to,
you know,
do the results
about.
Sometimes with the race directors. I've known a couple. So.
Not race directors, run directors. It's not a race.
Yeah, okay.
That's a cardinal sin. You never call Parker a race.
It is.
It's not.
It's a race against myself.
Yeah, it's a race against the clock, isn't it? It looks a bit like a race and it feels a bit like a race, but it's not a race. It's a run. And nobody ever wins. I'm lucky enough to be first sometimes, but I never ever win. I am first. That is all.
No, that's part one talk.
I always correct people. You know, oh, did you win? No, I was first, but I didn't win. You know, honestly, I genuinely believe that.
Silly.
I have been lucky enough to win one or two races, but I've never won a park run.
Get
I'm
out.
First.
Nobody from park run listens to my audio moves anyway.
I do. I say I genuinely believe that. It's not. And plus, it's not on you know, on paper, it isn't a race.
It doesn't go down as... Anyway, they're not even being encountered on the in the Power of Ten.
No, they're not. But they have. Well, they are, but they've got their own special classification now, haven't they? It's your park run.
Yeah, they're not getting included,
It's not the same as... I must admit, I never look at it, actually. I used to, but I haven't looked at it for years. But because my Power of Ten thinks that I died at about May last year because I went off a cliff. I was a minus something, my ranking, and then all of a sudden my times, because I walked lots and lots and lots, you know, so I went from running in like 17 minutes to walking in 45 minutes. So it looks like I've gone off a bit of a cliff there. But no, there is a different classification for parkrun to a 5K road race, aren't there, which is fair enough. Everybody's happy with that. It's a good compromise, I think. It's a very good compromise.
Good. Well, thank you very much for the lift here.
No, you're very welcome. No,
Joseph's Roundhave School, wherever we are.
Roundtree, I think.
Roundtree,
Joseph's,
yeah.
Roundtree, yeah.
Because we've been saying Roundtree.
As in, that's like, you know, Roundtree Macintosh, Yorkies and Kit Kats and all that. That's, they're Roundtrees, aren't they? That's the Joseph Roundtree. He set up. That's how he was a philanthropist. With his money that he made out of the chocolate industry, he put money into this school, for example.
And what about the